This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gold. By the time you get into chapter 3 in the book of Jonah, he had already repented and cried out to God for deliverance and restoration. When given a second chance to serve God, he received the word of the Lord again. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. This time he obeyed God's assignment and proclaimed God's message to the Ninevites. He couldn't do any more than that. Sometimes we might feel responsible for the response of others, especially if we failed in the past and God gives us another chance, another opportunity to do His will. That's putting unnecessary pressure on ourselves. God merely wants us to obey Him. We can't change anyone else. We can't save anyone else. In Jonah 2:9, we read, "Salvation comes from the Lord." If anyone is going to be changed or saved, God is going to have to do it. And He will only do it if they want Him to and ask Him to. God gives us the opportunity to experience His saving grace and power in our lives, but He doesn't force it on us. If you have not been saved by God, let me remind you that God loves you and will save you if you call on Him by faith. That involves repentance on your part. You've been going your own way, doing your own thing. God wants you to turn around and change your mind. That's what it means to repent. Then, trust in and follow God's word. That puts you in a place where God can work in your heart and make you into the person He wants you to be, doing what He wants you to do. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.